وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا جنيد صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, we're discussing the reward for he who passes away in the defense of his wealth, his life, his religion, or his family. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should I do if a person comes for my wealth? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, do not give him your wealth. The person asked, what if he fights me? So he replied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fight him back. Then the person asked, what if he kills me? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, then you are a martyr, a shaheed. The person asked, what if I kill him? He, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, he is in the hellfire. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who is killed in the defense of his wealth is a martyr, a shaheed. A narration of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah states, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, if a person's wealth is unduly demanded and he fights back and is killed in the process, then he is a martyr. Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who is killed in the defense of his wealth is a martyr. He who is killed in the defense of his life is a martyr. He who is killed in the defense of his religion is a martyr. He who is killed in the defense of his family is a martyr. The reward for he who passes, whose three young children pass away. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if three children of a Muslim pass away, the hellfire will not touch him except in fulfillment of the oath. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a woman came with a child of hers and said, O Prophet of Allah, supplicate to Allah in my favor, for I have already buried three children. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, you buried three children? She replied, yes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have certainly partitioned yourself from the hellfire with a very strong partition. This hadith means that you have protected yourself and fortified yourself from the hellfire with a well-protected and well-guarded fort and sanctuary. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when three children who have not yet reached the age of puberty pass away, Allah jalla jalaluhu shall admit the parents into paradise by virtue of his mercy to the children. A narration of Ibn Hibban rahimahullah states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who hopes for good by the death of three of his children shall enter paradise. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, when three children who have not yet reached the age of puberty pass away to a father and mother, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall certainly admit both of them into paradise by virtue of his mercy to the children. Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who is bereft of three of his children and he hopes from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that they have died in his cause, paradise is certified for him. Uzba ibn Abdus Sulami radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, when three children who have not yet reached the age of puberty pass away to Muslim, they receive him at the eight entrances of paradise. He may enter from whichever entrance he likes. Habiba radiallahu ta'ala narrates that she was with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and he said, when three children who have not yet reached the age of puberty pass away to a father and mother, they will be brought on the day of resurrection and made to stand at the entrance of paradise. It will be said to them, go into paradise. The children will reply, not until our parents enter. It will be said to them, you and your parents may enter. The reward for he whose two children pass away. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the men are enjoying the benefits of your talks, so set aside a day for us wherein we could come to you and you could teach us some of that which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu taught you. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you all must gather on such and such day at such and such a place. The women gathered. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to them and taught them some of that which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu taught him. He then said, if any of you women lose three of her children, they will be a barrier for her from the hellfire. So a woman asked, what about two children? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two children as well. Abu Hassan narrates, I said to Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, two of my sons have passed away. Will you not narrate to me a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that would console us with regard to our deceased? And he replied, yes, your little children are the roamers of paradise. One of them will meet his father, or he said both his parents, and hold him by his clothes. Or he said he will hold him by his hands as I am holding the end of this garment of yours, and he will not leave him till Allah Jalla Jalaluhu admits him and his father into paradise. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, he whose three children pass away and he hopes for the reward thereof will enter paradise. We asked, what about two children, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, and two children as well. Mahmud ibn al-Abid, one of the narrators, says, I said to Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, I think that you had all asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about one child, he would have given the same reward for one child as well. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala replied, I also think that. Abu Tha'laba al-Ash'i radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two of my children passed away in Islam. He replied, he whose two children pass away in Islam, Allah will admit him into paradise by virtue of his mercy on the two children. Abu Tha'laba radiallahu ta'ala says, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala met me after some time and asked me, are you the one to whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the two children? I replied, yes. He said, had he told me the same thing, it would have been more beloved to me than all the treasures of Homs and Palestine. The reward for he whose one child passes away. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, he whose two children precede him, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will admit him into paradise because of them. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked him, what if a person has just one child who precedes him? He replied, also he who has just one child who precedes him. Oh, you who are fortunate, she asked, what about a person from your ummah who has no child who precedes him? He replied, I am the one who will precede my ummah. They will never be afflicted by a calamity greater than my passing away. The words, I am the one who will precede my ummah, means that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will first go to Hawd al-Kawthar, the fountain of abundance, before the rest of the ummah. He will precede them in order to make the necessary arrangements for them in the abode of eternity, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu knows best. Abu Salama, the shepherd of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, excellent. He then made reference to five things with his hand and said, how heavy these things are in the scale. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. And a righteous child who passes away to a Muslim, and he hopes to be rewarded from this calamity. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who has sent forth three children who had not reached the age of puberty, they will be a strong fortress for him from the hellfire. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala said, I have sent forth two children, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and two as well. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, the best of Quran reciters, said, I have sent forth one child, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and one as well. The hadith of Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu ta'ala was quoted before, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a child of a person passes away, Allah Jalla Jalalu says to his angels, have you taken away the child of my servant? They reply, yes. Allah Jalla Jalalu asks, have you taken away the fruit of his heart? They reply, yes. Allah Jalla Jalalu asks, what did my servant say? They reply, he praised you and said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Jalla Jalalu says, build a house in paradise for my servant and name it Bayt al-Hamd, the house of praise. Qurra ibn Iyas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a child of his. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you love him? He replied, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah love you as I love him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then found this person missing. So he asked, where is such and such a person? The companions replied, sallallahu radiallahu ta'ala anhum, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the person's father, would you not like that when you go to any of the entrances of paradise, you should find him waiting for you? The man asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does this apply specifically to him or to all of us? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in fact, all of you. A narration of Imam al-Nasai rahmatullah alayhi states, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit in his majlis, his assembly, a group of his companions would sit with him. Among them was a man with a small child who used to come from behind. He would then make the child sit in front of him. The child passed away, and the man stopped coming to the assembly of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he thought of his child. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missed him and therefore asked, why is it that I do not see such and such a person? The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his child whom you had seen passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him later on and inquired about his child. The man informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his child passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled him and then said, what would you prefer? That you enjoy his presence for the rest of your life? Or that you go to any of the entrances of paradise, you find that he is already there, opening the door to paradise for you? So he replied, O Prophet of Allah, I would prefer that he is at the entrance of paradise before me and that he opens it for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is what you will have. Now the reward for a child that dies prematurely. Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a child that dies prematurely disputes with his sustainer if he casts his parents into the hellfire. It will be said, oh, you child who died prematurely and who is disputing with his sustainer, admit your parents into paradise. The child will then drag them by his umbilical cord till he takes them into paradise. Subhanallah. The reward for he whose friend or relative passed away, and he expects the reward for this loss from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, When I take away a close one of my believing servant and he expects the reward for this loss, then I certainly reward him with paradise. This is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difficulties in this world are temporary, and the benefits and the rewards in the hereafter are immense. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of understanding the importance of all these ahadith. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.